Good morning, Gilda. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you.
Well, the budget is being balanced here in the state of Michigan, but according to a press release that I sent to you, you're very disappointed. There's more money been available. More cuts are still being made to vulnerable people, the poor and the middle class. Talk about that.
Right. Well, I mean, you've really put it pretty succinctly. You know, we have this interesting thing that's going on in the state. We have cut business taxes by something like 86% to businesses. A lot of businesses are not even going to be paying taxes at all. That has created a gigantic hole in our budget. And we are continuing to fill that hole with making cuts to services for our most vulnerable people in this state. So, you know, to me, there is a total disconnect. That why are we giving businesses a break? And listen, I will admit that we need to create a better business climate in this state, but I don't want to do it on the backs of poor people and the working poor in particular, people who are playing by the rules. They're doing everything they're supposed to be doing to make ends meet. And they're constantly getting whacked by this administration.
Who's going to pick up the slack, Gilda?
Well, I think that we can take a look at the business breaks that we're giving. Do we have to give such large breaks to businesses? You know, I think we all need to be responsible to help pick up the slack. But this is there really truly is an imbalance. We've had seniors and school kids and the working poor who have been hurt most.
No, but Gilda, if we talk about the cuts that a lot of the services you're talking about that they've affected, how are we going to take care of that in the short term, or are people just going to miss out on the services they need?
Excuse me. You know, that's actually a problem in terms of how do we deal with people in the short term for those people who are having their benefits cut earlier than they had expected. You know, you just can't go out and find a job. I mean, the people that are getting assistance from our state are people who are a victim of sort of the structured unemployment that we have here. When I was in the legislature, we set up certain reasons, clock stoppers, that the clock would stop for cash assistance to folks. One of the areas was in terms of high, very high unemployment.